Welcome to episode 27 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Monday, June 1st, 2020. Well, today, if you can tell by the echo in the room and the lack of bird singing, which you normally would hear on the podcast, I am indoors and I'm in the kitchen today. It's raining out. I had a little bit of a walk earlier before the rain started coming down. And right now I'm cooking up my typical breakfast. I'll let you get a earful of that delicious sizzling going on. My latest, interest is in consuming some of these imitation meat products. Right now I'm holding in my hand the Beyond Burger, plant-based patties. And these imitation meats are a very dense, high-protein, low-carb way to fill up and feel very satisfied. And Trader Joe's has some spices and cooking oils and things that I find really handy in the kitchen for putting together some simple and delicious foods. So I thought in this episode of what is going to be, instead of walk and talk, cook and talk, I'll share with you what I consider to be some of my favorite Trader Joe's DIY recipes that are pretty flexible. So that's the topic for this episode, is going to be Trader Joe's recipes. And I've been in the store enough, I might even be able to do like a little bit of a tour of the typical store, at least the one that we have locally. I'm guessing they're all pretty similar. So to start with, let's say that the core of the meal is the protein. And Trader Joe's has some really good plant-based burgers that taste like meat, I guess, and serve the purpose of meat. So they have the protein, they have that low carb, the calories are fine, and the cholesterol is like zero. At least on these Beyond Burger items, it's I'm going to look it up. Yeah, cholesterol zero. So you're getting basically the best of both worlds. And instead of chowing down on these sort of black bean burger, veggie burgers that have rice and peas and corn or whatever in there that are super high in carbs, you're getting like 90% less carbs in one of these. So that's the core. Now, the sizzling you hear is part of the process I use for starting out with cooking these protein patties. And what I have in front of me is Trader Joe's sunflower oil. That is an oil that I cook with sometimes. I'll put probably a couple of tablespoons, maybe just one tablespoon, in a pan that's about maybe 9 inches. But I like to mix it up a little bit, so I have some extra virgin olive oil as well that I can sometimes use, and also avocado oil I will sometimes use. And that's what I start with. So I get the pan heated up, medium heat, put in some oil, and then as that starts to heat up, there are some really delicious spices that I can put into that oil that make a great base for cooking these protein patties. And I suppose this would work with, you know, regular hamburger patties, but I just really like going the zero cholesterol, low carb, high protein route with these plant-based options. So anyway, one of these spices from Trader Joe's is South African Smoke Seasoning Blend. And these are in their seasoning section of the store. You'll find that, at least in ours, it's kind of like in the middle, across from some additional like ice cream freezer cases or cabinets or whatever. And so basically this seasoning has like large chunks of, let me read some of the ingredients, paprika flakes, sea salt, garlic, and basil. And as you look in there, it's like when you get one of those grinders for salt that has big chunks of salt rocks in it, and you grind it and the salt comes out as a powder. That's sort of what this is like. So you're kind of taking something that looks like Whole Foods chunks of actual whole raw foods and grinding them. And the next one, also a Trader Joe's product, is called Everyday Seasoning. Sometimes I'll mix that in as well. And the ingredients on this one include sea salt, mustard seeds, black peppercorns, coriander, and onion, garlic, paprika, chili peppers. And you can see, like as with the other ones, they're like these big pieces of those products that are not ground down yet. So you grind it with the grinder. And finally, this other one is in the same kind of container, a grinder top seasoning that is lemon pepper seasoning. And this one, if I look at the ingredients, it's black peppercorns, sea salt, onion, lemon rind, garlic, lemon oil, and citric acid. And I'm noticing, you know, it's summer, and keeping these in the kitchen, sometimes even those big pieces of seasonings will get a little bit stuck, particularly, I guess, if there's lemon rind in there. And then coming over to the other side of the counter, I have some more spices that I use and mix in sometime. Today, I put in some everything bagel seasoning, and this is also available at Trader Joe's. So it will have garlic and onion and sesame seed and other, you know, ingredients that you would find on an everything bagel. And at Trader Joe's, the product is called Everything But the Bagel. So that's kind of fun. And along the same line of naming is another seasoning from Trader Joe's, Everything But the Elote. And that has, starts with cane sugar, but then sea salt, corn flour, chili pepper, Parmesan cheese. It has chipotle powder in there, dried cilantro, rice fiber, cumin powder. But anyway, there are ways that you can get other little flavors mixed in. And another one I found recently is the furi cake, or furikake maybe is what it is. Nori komi furikake. Japanese multi-purpose seasoning, also at Trader Joe's. And that is really what looks like small pieces of, primarily, small pieces of seaweed. But that has sesame seeds, black sesame seeds, black seaweed, salt, kelp powder. Another spice I like to use when cooking in the skillet, making these protein patties, is called chili onion crunch. You can put that in the pan, and it's really kind of an oily-based combination of spices. The ingredients are olive oil, dried onions, dried garlic, dried red bell peppers, crushed chili peppers, toasted dried onions, sea salt, natural flavors, paprika. I think that's about it. Yeah. So having the oil and the spices all together, you could probably just take that directly, drop it in a pan, and that'll give you everything you need to do your skillet cooking. And that's what's in front of me here, and that's what I have to choose from. So I'll mix those. Sometimes I'll mix them together, but I'll mix up from one day to the next. I will use sometimes different seasonings to get different flavors from essentially a lot of the same core ingredients. It's time to flip these patties. When you have hot oil in a pan, you always want to be flipping with a flip so that the patties kind of fall at an angle away from you. That's always good to avoid any splattering. Now, here's a little techie tip or an insight that comes from the world of technology that you might not get on your average cooking channel. And that is, when we have oil in the pan, it is certainly providing some flavor, and it creates a nice cooking experience. But it's working as a conduit for that heat. It transfers the heat from the burner and the pan into the food very quickly and easily. So if you've ever cooked on a dry skillet, you know that eventually the food will get hot just from the hot air around it. Well, in a computer, the computer processor, the main chip that is the processor, gets very hot. And so if you open up a computer, you'll see that there are fans, usually a fan then right attached to that. And there's something called thermal paste. So it's this pasty material that is very conductive of heat, just like oil is in a pan that you cook with. And so that thermal paste gets the heat away from the processor, and in this case of the computer, it gets it to the fan where it can be dissipated and taken away. But here in the cooking process, that oil is, you know, a great way to get the cooking going quickly, much better than kind of waiting for a dry skillet to heat the food. And if you're starting with frozen items, sometimes patties are frozen, like the Morningstar breakfast patties, then it's even more important, I guess, because you're starting with very little surface area oftentimes from frozen, you know, food to get that heat transferred. So it really helps a lot. The pan I'm using has sort of a thick base to it, and it's a very flat pan. I've had other pans that have sort of a curve in the base, maybe from use. The base just wasn't flat. Well, this one's super flat, super thick, so the heat gets evenly distributed, and the stovetop surface that I'm using is one of those that's glass top stove, so it really helps to transfer that heat efficiently right from the surface of the stove to the pan, and then with the oil, as I mentioned, the heat gets transferred into the food pretty quickly, so that eventually, I guess, could save on electricity if you're spending less time heating up the food and cooking it. Okay, so that's the protein, and I will try, you know, different protein products. I mentioned the Trader Joe's. Today it's the Beyond Burger, and I'm going to go to the freezer here and give you the name of another, which is Gardein, is the company that makes the Ultimate Burger. And it's very similar to the Beyond product. So I'm turning off the heat as these patties are coming to the end of their cooking cycle. It's just going to let those sizzle as it cools down and move on to the salad. And in some of my other podcasts, there was one that was sort of an introduction to the kitchen. That was episode number 4, which just was kind of an overall tour of the kitchen and some of the main foods that I eat, but I didn't really talk about specific recipes. You might want to check that one out, but I talked about some of these items. So in that episode, and I'll repeat it again now, I mentioned that there are food products where you can go to the grocery store, and a perfect place to test this out is in the nuts section. And you look at almonds, cashews, walnuts, let's say. And you compare different brands. And some of the brands are going to have like zero nutritive value on a lot of these really critical minerals that you need to get. And there is going to be another brand of almonds that is really high, like, you know, 20, 35% of your magnesium or something. You know, I'm just picking a number. But you want to kind of check around when you're buying foods and just look to see which brands are really high in the nutritive values that you want. So in the case of this salad, the one I'm using right now, I'm going to get the container out. It's just called a super spinach, and it's more than just spinach. It has baby spinach, baby bok choy, tat soy, and baby kale. Those are the ingredients. And if I look at the nutritional value here, there's 15% of the daily recommended allowance for calcium, getting 10% of iron, 8% of potassium, 35% of vitamin A, 80% of vitamin C, 40% of vitamin K, and 25% of folate. So, and this container has 2 servings, which you might even be able to eat a whole container, so double those numbers. It is really a nutritional powerhouse right there. So I really like having this fresh salad, the ones that come in these plastic containers. You might have seen these. You don't want to get the one that's too big, because if you get one that's too big, then what you have is so much salad, it's just going to go bad. But if you get one that's about the size of a big salad bowl, that plastic container helps to support the sides. It's better than a bag full of salad. And when you have salad in one of these plastic containers, it helps to keep it more fresh because the leaves aren't compressing on each other by being in a bag. And that then helps there to be some air circulation in there to keep the leaves from touching and starting to go bad. One thing I like about salad is that you can quickly and easily just take it out of the container. These are typically triple washed, you know, ready to eat. So you just drop it into a salad bowl and then get some dressing. Now, I have yet to explore the Trader Joe's salad dressing options, and I've sort of settled in on a brand that I really like, but I'm going to try to find some Trader Joe's options as well. But there's a brand called Cindy's Kitchen, and so they have quite a few that are creamy-based, but also some that are like a vinaigrette, a few different kinds. Those tend to be really flavorful, so you don't use as much. So I'll put that in, and then these spices that I mentioned earlier, you can put on top of that salad. So that becomes a nice, adds a little crunchiness to that. But those are the core foods that I try to eat every day. That's sort of the foundation of my diet. And then I'll branch out a little bit. And of course, like any other grocery store, Trader Joe's has a produce area, and they have good produce there for the most part. So I'll get bananas and then maybe some frozen blueberries and make a shake with that, although I try to keep things low carb and low sugar as much as possible. And other than that, I used to really rely on some of these frozen Trader Joe's meals. They have really good Indian food that you put in the microwave for 3 or 4 minutes. I'm just kind of looking in the freezer section now at home. And so, you know, it seems like they have traditional authentic spices, pretty good flavor. Palak paneer is one of them. But I've started shifting more recently toward these protein patties, so I'm not really into those as much. Something else that Trader Joe's has for protein are their Italian sausage-less sausage made from soy. And these are also kind of low in carbs, 7 grams of carbs for 13 grams of protein, but hardly comparable to the imitation meat burgers, which, as I said, were 20 grams of protein and only 5 grams of carbs. I know there's a little bit of overlap and repetition between what I offered in podcast number 4 and this one, but I wanted to provide this update to the recipes and foods that I'm working with because I have this new core foundation of my daily diet, which is something I feel like I can enjoy and keep going with and have some variety with using those different spices. And so that's basically what this episode was about, is sharing that with you. I've taken out of the regular daily routine the sweeteners like honey. I'm not really having coffee as much. The blueberry banana shakes I'll have sparingly, but not too much. And really focusing in on the salad and the protein as kind of the, you know, 80% of what I'm eating. So I guess I'm kind of limiting the scope and breadth of this because of the focus of my diet right now. And there probably are lots of other creative things you can do with other ingredients and products from Trader Joe's. As much as I like Trader Joe's, I find that the grocery store I rely on most frequently is our local natural food co-op. It's called the New Pioneer Co-op. And I will try to make a future podcast that focuses on special foods and unique foods that you can get from there, including really nice salad products and salad dressings and other local foods that maybe aren't featured or highlighted at a chain store like Trader Joe's. But for now, I wanted to focus this episode on just these core recipes and ingredients that I use for cooking with items that are available from Trader Joe's. Thanks for taking time to listen to this episode. I appreciate all of the subscribers and those who click like and comment and share, and I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.